Audio Renaissance presents Robert Ludlum's The Bancroft Strategy. Read for you by Scott Sowers. Prologue. East Berlin, 1987. It was not yet raining, but the leaden skies would open before long. The air itself seemed expectant, apprehensive. The young man crossed from Unter den Linden to Marx Engels Forum, where giant bronze statues of socialism's Teutonic fathers stared toward the city center, sightless eyes fixed and intent. Behind them, stone friezes depicted the joyful life of man under communism. Still not a drop of rain, but soon. Before long, the clouds would burst, the heavens would open. It was a historical inevitability, the man thought, mordantly recalling the socialist jargon. He was a hunter, tracking his prey, and he was closer than he had ever been. It was all the more important, therefore, to conceal the tension that welled inside him. He looked like a million others in this self-proclaimed workers' paradise. His clothes had been acquired at the Centrum Warenhaus, the vast department store at Alexanderplatz, for clothing of such visibly shoddy manufacture was not sold just anywhere. But more than his garb lent him the appearance of an East Berlin menial. It was the way he walked, the stolid, dutiful, draggy gait. Nothing about him suggested that he had arrived from the West just 24 hours earlier, and until a few moments ago he had been sure that he had attracted no notice. A pang of adrenaline tightened.